WildTalkRadio.com. Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If you're the man, what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
It's Monday night, and you know that means it's time for another edition of Raw Post Show live right here on Wild Talk Radio. We're streaming live at wildtalkradio.com and twitch.tv/WTLiveChat. If that Amazon Prime link to your Twitch account is called Prime Gaming, support the show by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use credit card Rock Talk or Lindsay Ward in the Fortnite item shop, because hashtag Epic Partner, the road to Money in the Bank this Saturday goes through Monday Night Raw. We had championship matches and more things in the Judgment Day, and along with the Wyatt Six. I'm the producer. She's Lindsay Ward.
We are definitely on the road to... I have an echo? There we go. This is weird. Anyway, we are definitely on the road to Money in the Bank. And yes, there was more spooky. There was more drama, which we all live for. And... there was just more and more and more and more.
And we didn't have
to wait for the spooky, did we?
No, we didn't. Monday Night Raw opened up with the Yeet Man Jey Uso coming through the crowd. The fans were all excited. He talked about what will happen this Saturday. He's walking out with money in the bank. He's better than anywhere else in the ring. More qualified. Chad Gable came out. He's tired of the word yeet. It's not even a real word.
I mean, I think it is. It's actually in Webster's.
It is. I posted out the link. It's on dictionary.com. It is an official word. He says a miracle is a word, and if you look that up in dictionary, you'll find his picture next to it. He's you know, after everything that's happened in the last 2 weeks, it's nothing short of miraculous. He said he overcame an attack by the Wyatt Six and his friends out of the Alpha Academy leaving him. They qualify for Money in the Bank. He will win Money in the Bank and go on to be Master in the Bank. He asked Jay what he was doing here, and you know, there's the Wyatts. He's like, "You're not afraid." I'm not afraid. You should be afraid. I'm for stealing the Fireflies. And he's like, "They can have them. I don't want the smoke." He said, "Gable's family did what he did by getting out from under a manipulative scumbag." Then Gable hit Jay. They started fighting. Gable rolled out of the ring. The lights went out. We got censored. Holy shit chance. At least we saw it and heard it. Not black screen like on Friday. And then Gable goes and starts going through the crowd. And he thinks he's escaped. And then light by light sees different men, including Eric Rowan, stalking him as he exited the arena. Nikki Cross dropped another box for Michael Cole, which also had another VHS tape inside it. Before we get to the VHS tape, thoughts on this?
This was really good. This was very, very, very well done. I like this quite a lot.
Then we had the VHS tape. We talked about what happened. He said how much longer they were going to keep doing this and what they were even doing. Howdy asked if he honestly believes he brought Howdy to life. Dallas said he was destined to do this. Howdy asked Bo if he thinks he's special. He implies that others are not are not and deserve to don't deserve to be forgotten. He said, they are the ones everyone forgot and abandoned. He said they made people notice them. Has like, there you are. How do you ask Bo if how he believes he can make them do that? He said they weren't willing, just chosen. They will become a family. Bo said even though the false prophets are berating and belittling their own family for their own game, Dallas said it's disgusting and they must pay for their sins. How do you ask Bo if he thinks this is his responsibility? Bo's like, he is the voice of the reckoning. How is like, I am the reckoning. They are nobody. They gave them family. They made them beautiful. They are family. He said they set them free.
Hmm?
He said, we set them free. And then it ended with, there you are.
For a second, I thought he was going to say, I'm the voice of the voiceless, and I would have screamed. But what I found really interesting about this was very, very good. Like, you can tell Bo has been studying and practicing, and he's enjoying what he's doing. Like, the acting is just top tier on this. But I noticed something about the background, which is really interesting. If you look at the background, which is the fun house,
yes,
the window's gone.
It's just the door,
the
right?
It's just the door, and the TV's gone, and like the original, it's not the original funhouse, it's a different version of the funhouse, meaning that the puppets, everything that we identify with the puppets, are gone. So they've been freed and now they're out in the world. So it's a nice little touch that they had there. But yeah, this was an excellent promo by Bo. And again, the back and forth between Bo and Uncle Howdy, or I guess Taylor, because they're not really telling us who it is.
Their YouTube video said Bo.
Okay, so they're doing Bo Dallas. But like, it's the back and forth between the two and the blending of the two. And you can tell that Bo has very much studied his brother's mannerisms. He's doing a lot of the different, like, a lot of the same things in terms of the rocking and some of the other things. Like, you can tell he's really, really, really studied this. He has rehearsed this and he has it down to like a science. And it's really cool to see his interpretation of this, like what his brother did, but on him.
Yeah.
And you can tell it's much more serious. Like, the one thing that Bray kind of always possessed was this, like, air of whimsy to him that Bo and Uncle Howdy do not have. So it's very cool to watch, like, the transformation between the two.
Yeah. Otis was eating and catering. Chad Gable sat down next to him. And soon you saw the video, and it's directed at me. I need help. He said he knows the things he said were hurtful and that Otis hates him. But Otis is like, I don't hate you, but we won't help you. It's your problem. Not our problem.
Gable, we don't want that shit.
But they could come after you, Maxine, and you guys, all of them. Gable said he would be there for him if that happened, and labeled Otis as number one guy. Maxine and Tozawa showed up. Dupree asked if everything was okay. Gable said it was great. And, you know, Gable's trying to find his way back in. But I don't think it's going to work.
I don't think it's going to work either. I think he is SOL on that front. And they're absolutely right. You know, why should we help you? You are a dick. Why should we help you?
Yeah. Xavier Woods beat Karrion Kross. Afterwards, AOP and the crew attacked. And then Kofi got left laying in the submission hold.
I'm trying to figure out what they're doing with Kross's group. I can't do it. I don't know. I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are they supposed to be badass? Are they not supposed to be badass? Like, what?
They're a mixture of badass and not badass. They look the part, but I don't know if they are the part.
Yeah, I don't think they are the part, because it's very confusing. Like, they have a great look, they have a great everything, except for their booking. Like, their booking is just very odd, because like, they're not winning, and especially now it's like, you wonder how they fit with the entrance of the Wyatt Six onto Monday Night Raw. Like, it's kind of surprising that they move Cross's group onto Raw when they debuted the Wyatt Six, because it's like, but like, Cross's group is, I guess, kind of the Timu version of the Wyatt Six, but not really.
Maybe.
I don't know. Like, it's just, you want to take them seriously. You want to, like, believe that they're going to kick ass and take names, but it's very hard to think that they will at this point. So it's just confusing. It's like, what are you guys doing with them?
That's kind of a problem, yeah. Zoe Stark qualified for Money in the Bank. Alba and Alec interfered in this one, attacking Kairi Sane, who was at ringside.
It was good, though.
It was. There was a confrontation backstage as well. Everything's, you know, everything, the plan's gonna happen, and, you know, they don't want people getting involved in their business. Lyra then showed up with Kaden and Katana, and they brawled, had to be pulled apart, setting up a 6-woman tag next week on Raw.
Storylines, let's go.
Animans, yeah, there are too many compelling groups that are being left in the background. There's a lot of groups going around, and right now the final testament is not as compelling as, say, the Wyatts or the Bloodline, even Damage Control
or the Judgment Day.
Yeah, they're kind of on the low end of the total. And that happens when you have so many factions running around on Monday Night Raw. We had Sami Zayn come to the ring. He talked about he's not stupid. He hears the buzz. Everyone thinks that Braun Breaker's going to run through him get hit. And he gets it because Breaker is, you know, big, bad, strong, as fast as hell. But he will beat Braun Breaker at Money in the Bank. He takes nothing away from Braun. Braun Breaker came out. He told Sami he gained a little bit of respect from last week because everyone backstage is afraid of him, whereas Sami came to fight. Breaker said that Sami offered him a title match, and that means he has guts, but also means he has no idea what he's in for. Breaker said the respect goes out of window on Saturday. Breaker said he'd break and decimate Zayn and win the Intercontinental Championship. Sammy's like, if he knows how many guys have said the same similar thing. He said it actually happened 1,000 times. They put himself back together 1,000 different times. Sami said he gets back up every single time, and his title is proof of it. He wants Breaker to try his very best to take the title from him. Zayn said that he had to stand in the ring and tell Breaker who he is, and maybe Breaker hasn't done his homework and isn't as smart as he thinks he is. Sami said maybe that means Breaker isn't as good as he thinks he is, and he would see Braun Breaker at Money in the Bank. Breaker starts to leave. Spears Sami Zayn. Sami rolls to the outside. Breaker teases leaving, but runs around, goes for the spear. Sami jumps. Breaker crashes into the steps. Exploder in the ring. Goes for the Huluva kick, but Braun Breaker speared Sami Zayn and held the title up high, claiming to be the next Intercontinental Champion.
I can go with this. I can run with this. Mm-hmm. I'm fine. I can do this.
So, the big other thing that happened on Monday Night Raw was kind of things going on with the Judgment Day. We were backstage with the Judgment Day. Damian was speaking with Dom. You know, to just be the reader's like, yeah, everything's good. And, well, I just talked to her and she's not happy. Dom's like, I'll handle it this week. Priest is like, you say it every week and you don't do it. Dom, under his breath, you sound like my father. Damian's like, I heard what you said. You can say it out loud. Say it with your chest. They walked into the clubhouse. Finn and Liv were watching Carlito and JD play WWE 2K24. Liv was like, I'm just going to see my way out. I have a match, so peace. Priest told Baylor that Morgan hanging out in the clubhouse has to stop. Baylor was like, you know, they helped them get the titles last week. And Baylor was like, you know, took issue with the whole Judgment Day needs him more than he needs Judgment Day. And Priest is like, everything I said was true, but, you know, we need each other. He knows he can beat Seth, and that's it. Baylor said, well, I'll always have your back because, you know, we're brothers, and I'll always tell you the truth. And the truth is, Damian, you've changed since you won the world title.
He's confident.
He's confident. That is, for sure. Zelina hyped herself up for her title match. She took on Liv Morgan for the women's world title. Solid match between the two. Dom got involved. Rey Mysterio came out and got rid of, messed with Dom a little bit. But Liv Morgan was able to successfully retain the title when Dom slid a chair into the ring.
So he returned the favor.
He did. After the match, Liv was, you know, trying to stop her with Dom, who, you know, was like, I'm just going to leave. And then Liv talked to Kathy and said, asked whether everything was going according to plan or revenge. And Morgan said she feels like the luckiest girl in the world. She said the tour is going exactly as she planned it. She dedicated this win and all her future wins to Dominic.
We're all just waiting for Rhea to come back and kick her in the face, aren't we?
It's going to happen. The number one contender, Seth Rollins, came out. Rollins said it's a sign with the confetti falling down when Boston won the championship. It's a championship city, and it, you know, talked about the Boston Celtics winning. Rollins says it was well-deserved for an incredible season. Rollins said the championship city understands when he says he needs to regain the World Heavyweight title. He said he won't get another title shot if he loses, and then he would need to reevaluate who he is. He said he is at his very best when the pressure is the highest. Rollins said he would take the title from Damian Priest while also taking Damian from the Judgment Day. Rollins said he's not trying to break up the group, but he said he would be better, Damian would be, without the Judgment Day. Finn came out. Balor said he was in a bad mood despite winning the titles last week. Balor talked about everything happening with the Judgment Day. Balor was blaming Seth Rollins. Rollins told him to shut up. Said Balor's just jealous of Priest winning the World Heavyweight title. Damian came out. Said Rollins said it was a Judgment Day trap and told Priest and Balor to bring it on. Priest was like, it's not a trap. He said it was business, and he looked Balor and said no one else could get involved in his business. Priest said Rollins' days of claiming to run Raw were coming to an end. Rollins then challenged in the match right here, right now. Balor goes to hit Rollins, but Rollins attacked him. Rollins turned to Priest, and Balor hit him from behind. They started battling. Priest told Balor he could do it on his own. Rollins laid him out. Priest helped Balor to his feet before they left together after Damian laid out Seth Rollins with the South of Heaven.
Drama. Could we be seeing a potential breakup of the Judgment Day? We'll have to see.
We will indeed have to see. Dominic took on Rey Mysterio. Liv came out. Zelina got involved. Vega nailed Liv into the ropes, which crotched Dominic, and Rey got the win.
That turned out about as well as you expected for you, didn't it? I mean, the match was fine, the match was solid, but obviously the drama is between Liv and Zelina and Dominic, and, you know, the fact that Liv was trying to apologize afterward, and Dominic really didn't want to hear it.
He didn't want to hear it, nope, not one bit. That was your main event, Drew McIntyre, Sheamus, Ilya Dragunov, Money in the Bank qualifier. Drew McIntyre is headed to Money in the Bank, and then said he will leave Toronto as the World Heavyweight Champion. Good main event.
Very good main event. I would take this again.
Yeah. So it should be exciting this Saturday for Money in the Bank. Should be very exciting. Good go home.
I'm looking forward to it. I don't know about anybody else, but I'm looking forward to it. This is going to be fun.
Starts at 7 Eastern. Early start time. 7 Eastern.
Wonder why.
I think that's the new start time when it's in the States or in North America. I heard that a few months ago. They were moving back to 7. Which I don't have a problem with. So
I won't complain if they're going to end them early. That's just the old person in me. But
because they moved them to 7 once, and then they moved them back to 8. But when the pandemic started, so now they're back to touring and going live, and everything's at a weird time. So might as well do 7 o'clock.
Yeah, more families. I mean, it makes sense.
More families can go when the shows start at 7.
Well, and depending if it's like flipping between Saturday and Sunday. Like, it makes a lot of sense, because if it starts at 7 on a Sunday and it's a 3-ish hour show, then you're getting out at 10-ish. So you have, like, plenty of time to get home, and the kids aren't going to be up too late for school, or the kids aren't, or you're not going to be up too late to go to work the next day, like, versus on a Saturday where it's like, you know, it doesn't matter as much, but it's still like, okay, all right, well, they're being cognizant of the fact that people have to get home and go to work or go to school potentially the next day.
Yeah.
Which is nice of them, because for years they didn't.
Yeah. And when it comes to like shows like SummerSlam that are going to be 4 or 5 hours, starting at 7 is still
a decent time. Yeah.
Yeah. With a 5 p.m. kickoff or countdown. So there you go. But that'll do it for the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We're live this Wednesday for a special edition of The Rack.
That's right. It's America Day on Thursday. So we are going to celebrate early with The Rack Wednesday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Friday night, GM.
We're doing stuff.
We're talking Money in the Bank. This Wednesday. Friday night, GM Battles. 10 p.m. Eastern. Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern at CB Radio. Yeah, I don't know if we're doing a game or debate. We'll figure that out. Live Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern is another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio. They'll review Money in the Bank. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show at 11 p.m. Eastern. Chat, if you have that Amazon Prime link to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can also use credit card Rocket Sock or
Lin's M Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, L-E-N-S-W-R-D. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward. You can follow me over on YouTube, youtube.com/@SummaLynn's Ward. And you can follow me on TikTok, Lynn's Ward Zero.
Okay. Enjoy 4th of July. We'll see you Wednesday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, for the Rack. I'm right back here for the World Pro Show every Monday night, along the airwaves, for the Wild Talk Radio Network.